Okay, Perek Yud Ches, Malach Malach Perek Yud Ches. By the way, if you're using the Art Scroll Navi, which I have here, you could see that this is the Haftarah for Parshas Kisisa. Right? Okay, coming up, coming attractions in a couple of weeks. Okay, so now we have the we're going to have the reunion of Eliyahu and Achav. Ayhi Yavim Rabim, and it was after many, many days. Udvar Hashem Haya El Eliyahu Bashana Hashlishis Lemor, in the third year, and this was the third year, the Radak says, after the rain had stopped. So we're talking about a serious drought here, 3 years of no rain. And 3 years afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Eliyahu and says, Leich Heira El Achav, go appear to Achav, the etna matar al pneha adam, and I'll bring rain upon the earth. Right? Time to bring back the rain. It's been 3 years. The Radak says that people did tshuva. Right? It was 3 years of a drought. People did tshuva. And even though a lot of people were wicked and a lot of people were doing avodah zara like Achav, but still people still were were awakened to do tshuva. He also writes that we mentioned this, and it also appears later that there were still 7,000 Jews that never worshipped Baal, that still were loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so maybe in their merit, whatever it was, but it was time to bring back the rain. And by the way, this is the proof, this language, the etna matar apneha adama, that's the proof, that's what the Gemara says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the key of rain from Eliyahu, because he just gave him the key of Tchias HaRais, and now Hashem says, okay, I'll bring back the rain. Like the etra matar, I'll bring back the rain. Okay. Vayelech Eliyahu leheiros el Achav. So Eliyahu goes to appear to Achav. V'haraav chazak b'shomron. And the ra'av is very strong in Shomron. Now they point out here on the bottom of the art scroll that this implies that the famine was stronger in Shomron than it was in other places. There were other places nearby that weren't as affected. Now, what's the point of that? Because that shows that it's really something miraculous. If you have a famine that's across the whole land, okay, so maybe that's a natural occurrence. It's a natural famine. But if you have a famine that affects a particular location, and then other locations are not affected, Mishnayos and Tainus talk about this also. You see it's like something supernatural. If it rains in one city and doesn't rain, the whole area it's raining. In one city, it doesn't rain. So you see that there's something wrong. Right, that's something wrong with that city. That city needs to do tshuva. So here too, this was a specific famine. The famine was especially strong in Shomron. Okay, Vayikra Achav El Ovadyahu Asher Al Habayis. So we're introduced now to another person, Ovadyahu, who's also Ovadya, right? One of the Treyasar. He's a Navi, and he starts out. We're introduced to him not as a Navi. But we're introduced to him as he's essentially the man that's appointed over Achav's house. He runs the palace, chief of staff. He's the chief of staff of Achav. Okay. However, we find that even though he was Achav's chief of staff, he wasn't 100% loyal to Achav, and especially not to his evil ways. He was a Yoreas Hashem. He was someone who had Yoreas Hashem, and he. He did the right thing. He followed Hashem, and this was Ovadyahu Ovadya. In the art scroll, also they mentioned here that he was a convert. He was a ger. He actually descended from Esav, and he was a ger. But he was a but he ended up being this chief of staff. But like we mentioned, a very frum and righteous individual. And we'll see in a little bit later why he was so righteous here. So, Achav calls Ovadyahu. Vayhi b'hachris Izevel es neviyei Hashem. Now, Izevel was Achav's wife. She was as wicked as him, if not more wicked. And what did she do? She realized that, listen, the key to the Jews is their leaders. That's their key. So she said, I have to get rid of the leaders. And if you remember, Shaul killed the Kohanim of Nov. Right, because he thought they were conspiring against him. Izebel decided she was going to kill all of the Nevi'im. All the Nevi'im. So when Izebel went on her murderous rampage and murdered many, many Nevi'im, What did he do, this fellow Ovadyahu, chief of staff? Vayikach Ovadyahu mea Nevi'im. Ovadyahu took 100 Nevi'im. It's a lot of Nevi'im. Vayachbiyeh, and he hid them, so that Izel wouldn't be able to find them and to murder them. Chamishim ish ba'me'ora, right? 50 men, 50 Nevi'im in each cave. He took these two caves, and he put 50 Nevi'im in one cave, 50 Nevi'im in another cave. But not just that, v'chilkelam, lechem v'mayim. He fed them. He fed them bread. He gave them water to drink. He sustained them. He supported them. Okay, now the Mefarshim also point out here that given the drought, this wasn't a simple feat. It's one thing in a drought and a famine to be able to feed your family, but it's another thing to now feed another 100 mouths, right? So this was something that was quite significant. There's a question here that they talk about in the commentary here that did Achav know about it? Certainly Izebel didn't know about it, or else she would have killed him. Did Achav know? Did Achav not know? Maybe he didn't know. Maybe he did not know. There's a question about that, whether he knew that or not. Okay. Interesting also, the footnotes here quote the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that there's a reason that Achav really knew that Ovadyahu was a righteous person. So why would he want such a frum guy as his chief of staff? Right? He wasn't such a frum guy himself. So he thinks to himself, he thinks back, and he says, Lavan had Yaakov in his house, and what happened to Lavan's estate? Right? His estate flourished. His sheep were blessed. So that was a very good. Potiphar had Yosef in his house, and what happened to Potiphar's household and his assets? Everything flourished. So he thinks to himself, all right, listen, I'm not such a frum guy, but maybe it's kedai to have a local rabbi, as part of my staff, and maybe my assets will be blessed. But the Gemara says, and the Gemara says that he was really a righteous person, but it didn't pan out. Achav's fortune did not flourish as a result of Ovadyahu's presence. Achav was very upset and thought maybe it's because Ovadyahu is not really a legitimate righteous person. Maybe he's not so righteous. Pasuk says no, he was really righteous. So he already says Shemaot. He was really very very righteous. Why was this? This was Achav's problem, and not them. Lot, I'm sorry, not Lot. Lavan and Potiphar. So they had other merits, right? The Gemara talks about they had other merits. They had righteous children, other merits. Achav had no merits, and that's why he didn't deserve it. Even with Obadiah's presence, he didn't deserve it. Okay, so he hides these 100 Nevi'im, and this is certainly a big schus of Obadiah. Vayomer Achav el Obadiah. So Achav turns to Obadiah and he says, "Lech ba'oretz el kol mayinei hamayim v'el kol hanecholim." He says, "I want you to go throughout the land, all of the springs, all of the streams. Ulai nimtza chotzir unechaya sus v'afered v'lo nachris mehabehema." He says, "Let's try to find some grass, some feed for the animals." The animals were dying, and the animals, of course, were necessary for the economy. You can't work if you don't have animals. So he said, "I want you to go and search everywhere for some food for the animals." And they split up the territory. Achav, was so desperate, he was going himself, even though he's the king. He's going himself. So they split it up. Achav goes one way by himself. And Ovadyahu goes the other way by himself. They each go himself. They each go, in their own way. They quote here in the footnotes also from the Me'am Loes, homiletically also, they each went their own way. And just because Ovadyahu worked for Achav, it doesn't mean that he followed in his ways. Achav went his path, and Ovadyahu went his path in life. Okay. Ovadyahu baderech. Ovadyahu's on the road. Vihine Eliyahu. And he bumps into Eliyahu. Right, Eliyahu's on his way. Hashem told Eliyahu to go find Achav, so he's on his way. Vayakirehu, he recognizes him. Vayipol al panav, and he falls down. He prostrates himself and bows down to Eliyahu. Vayomer Ha'atazeh Adoni Eliyahu. He says, is it really you? Is it really you, Eliyahu? Right? They say also in the footnotes here that Eliyahu had been in hiding for many years and he didn't look quite the same. Maybe he had long hair or whatever the case was, but he didn't look quite the same. Vayomer lo ani. Eliyahu says, yes, it's me. Lech emor la'adonecha. Hinei Eliyahu. He says, go send a message to Achav that Eliyahu has returned. Eliyahu has appeared. Vayomer Eliyahu is petrified. Mechatasi. He says, what did I do wrong? He says, you're sending me into the lion's den. I'm going to come to Achav with this message that Eliyahu is back? I don't want to come and be the bearer of bad news to Achav, right? And also specifically, Chai Hashem Elokecha, Im Yesh Goy Umamlocha Shelo Shalach Adoni Shom Levakeshcha. He says, my master has been sending messengers all over the countryside looking for you. The Amru Ayin, and everybody, of course, doesn't. Nobody knows where you are. Everybody says, you know, we haven't seen Eliyahu. He makes them swear. I mean, he takes this very seriously, Acha. You know, your whereabouts. And he's made them swear that they couldn't find you. Viata and now, Ata Omer, you're telling me, Lechemor la'adonecha, hinei Eliyahu? You're telling me just to go show up, knock on his door and say, hey, you know, here's Eliyahu. Jehoyah ani eilech me'itoch, the Ruach Hashem yisoacha, al asher lo eidach. He says, I know what's going to happen. I'm gonna leave right now. I'm gonna leave you. I'm gonna go find Achav. I'm gonna tell him Eliyahu is back. And then what's gonna happen? There's gonna be some sort of miraculous ruach is gonna come. Is gonna whisk you off, right, to some place. Uvasi lahagid la'achav lo yimtza Achav. I'm gonna come to Achav, and then Achav is gonna turn around. He's not gonna find you. You're gonna be gone. Baharagani, and then he's gonna kill me. V'avdecho yare es Hashem. He says, but I'm a faithful servant of Hashem, right? I don't deserve this. I don't deserve this. It's interesting that the footnotes quote a Gemara that says, you see from here that in a place where people don't know you, you're allowed to tell them that you're a choshev person, right? He's telling hello. You may not know. I'm a Yarei Es Hashem. I'm a Yarei Es Hashem. Okay. And he tells him why. He tells him why, you know, why am I such a Yarei Es Hashem? Halahu gad l'adoni, eis asher asisi. Maybe you were told what I've done. Baharog yizdevel es nevi'e Hashem. When Yizdevel killed all the Nevi'im, va'ach bin minevi'e Hashem, me'a'ish, chamishim chamishimish, ba'ma'ara, va'achal kalim lechem v'mayim. I saved 100 Nevi'im. I fed them. I gave them water to drink. I'm a Yarei Es Hashem. Ve'ata and now ata omer leichem mor la'adonecha hinei Eliyahu va'aragan. He's gonna kill me. I'm gonna go give this message, and Achav's gonna kill me. Va'yomer Eliyahu, relax. He says to him, relax, Ovadia. Chai Hashem tzevokos asher amarti lefanav ki hayom eira elav. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not gonna be whisked up by any ruach. I'm not going anywhere. Trust me. I'm going to appear to him today. You have nothing to worry about. Okay, so that made Ovadyahu feel a little bit better. You know, Eliyahu says so. Plus, he took a shvuah, Chai Hashem Tzevakos. It's the language of a shvuah. Vayelech Ovadyahu likras Achav. Ovadyahu comes to greet Achav. Vayagilo, and he tells him, Eliyahu's back. Vayelech Achav likras Eliyahu. Achav goes himself to go and greet Eliyahu. Vayikiros Achav es Eliyahu. Vayomar Achav elav. Ha'atozeh Ocher Yisrael. He says, is that you, Ocher Yisrael? Ocher, like, means, you know, you stir the pot. Is that you, you know, troublemaker? That's how they, you know, the troubler of Israel, right? You know, chor, like, is if you have a clear water and you kick up the dust so that it's not clear anymore. So, you know, Achav's cause, he's telling you, you're a troublemaker. Is that you? You're back? Yomer lo acharti es Yisrael. Eliyahu says, I'm not the Ocher Yisrael. Ki imata. Uveisavicha says, you and your father's house, you're the Ocher Yisrael. Ha'azovchem es mitzvos Hashem, because you left the mitzvos of Hashem. Va'teilech acharei ha'ba'olam, and you went to follow the ba'olam, the avodah zarah. Oh, and now, and we're gonna end with this pasuk, but this is the introduction to the famous story. V'atosh shalach. Eliyahu tells Achav, he says, listen, I want you to gather everyone. Kivot Elias, Kol Yisrael, Har HaKarmel. I want you to bring everybody to Har HaKarmel. Yes, Nevi'i Habal, Arba Meos, Hachamishin. Bring the 450 Nevi'i Habal, right? The prophets of Baal, the Avodah Zarah that you worship. Bring them all there. Unevi'i HaAsherah, Arba Meos, Ochlei Shulchan. And bring the 400 Nevi'im of the Asherah. Now, he doesn't tell him what's going to happen. He just tells him, he says, come, let's do this. I'm going to show you something. And Achav is despite, he's not very happy with Eliyahu, but he's taking Eliyahu seriously. And we'll see that he gathers him. And this is going to be the famous story of Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel. This is it. So, Mirz Hashem, next week we'll learn the rest of the Perek and discuss this story less. But this is the Parsha. This is the Haftorah of Kisisa, even according to the Sfarim. Even according to the Sfarim. Okay. Good night, everyone. Shkoyach for coming. Thank you. Thank you.